four wives in our life. In former days, there was a wealthy merchant who owned billion acres of fertile land, a considerable sum of property, and multiple compounds, estates. He was the acknowledged leader at home and had four wives. He had the greatest affection on the fourth wife, who enjoyed the beautiful brows and face, a fairy in his eyes. To amuse her, the merchant gave her a life of luxury, bought her fashionable blouses and boots, and took her out to dine on delicious food. Each of their marriage anniversary, he would celebrate to commemorate their love. He was also fond of his third wife very much. She was an amateur poet, with great literacy and dignity. To approve of her, he gave her prevailing poetry as a present, visited museums with her to see the antiques, and went to the concerts to enjoy music of great musicians and pianists. He was very proud of her, introduced and showed off her to his friends. Nevertheless, he was always in great fear that she might go elsewhere with some other guys. His second spouse, too, won his preference. As a cashier, she was keen, capable, and energetic in commercial issues. Whenever he faced critical problems, he always turned to his second wife, and she'd always attempt to help him cope with the problems such as cash collection, or the conflicts with clients or check audits. Hence, to thank his second wife, he went to excursion with her for entertainment every several years. His first wife was a very conservative and faithful partner. She was a woman of goodness and honesty. As a housewife, hostess, she made great contributions to nourishing, fostering children, caring husband, and doing housework. Accidentally, she appeared to be a little clumsy and ignorant. Although the merchant had a prejudice towards her, he maintained her patience to wait for him to come back to her. She was a woman of great breadth of mind. After many years, the merchant fell deadly ill for abusing alcohol. He knew it couldn't cure. He was pale and stiff. When he reflected on his lifetime, he couldn't help yelling, "Now I have four wives, but when I die, I'll be solitary. How lonely I'll be!"